The WMCA Promise. Listen 3 hours each day, and it will change your life.
You must take the A train if you want to go to Harlem. Come on and take
the truth never fades. The faith never fails. Muscleheads, call 800-345-WMCA. That's 800-345-9622.
Glad you're with us. Kevin McCullough, very glad to be with you. Okay, I've been banging this drum all day. It was the subject of my syndicated column on WorldNet Daily today. I've blogged about it all day. It's gotten a lot of coverage in the blogosphere. Thanks to Red State, thanks to Outside the Beltway, a lot of other blogs that picked up on it. I want to go to the Musclehead Hotline because on that line is Rebecca Beach, who got this whole story started. Rebecca, welcome to the Musclehead Revolution.
Hi, Kevin. Thanks for having me.
Did we meet this summer when I was at when the conference was held in Washington, D.C.? Because I did broadcast from the Young America's conference
did.
There.
We did. I was there watching you.
Okay. Well, I wished I had remembered who you were specifically then. But all that being said, tell us how this story got started. You wanted to do what when you came to Warren County Community College this fall?
Okay. Basically, I wanted to start a conservative club, a conservative chapter of the Young Americans for Freedom, Young Americans Foundation, rather, to just bring conservative ideas to campus and be a conservative voice in the midst of the liberal faculty. And I decided to host Lieutenant Colonel Scott Rutter in celebration of the soldiers and our heroes that the media doesn't tell us about.
Yeah.
And so, and this is in honor of Veterans Day and World Freedom Day. And so I sent an email to all the faculty just asking them to urge their students to attend and to attend the event themselves. And then I received this shocking email from Professor Daly in response.
Now, when you sent the email to the faculty, because I want to really set the picture here.
Okay.
Did you say, you're total scumbag teachers if you don't show up?
No.
I mean, how did you word it?
I don't have it in front of me. I can get it if you want me to read it.
But I mean, was it you just did a polite little thing? We're having this exciting event.
Warren County Community College faculty, I'm planning this event with my club, and I gave them all the information. I would be very grateful if you encouraged your students to attend and attended the event yourself. Thank you very much, Rebecca Beach.
Yeah, short and sweet. And so now, did you hear back from other faculty members besides Professor Daly?
No.
Nobody wrote back.
Email.
So whether they disagreed with you or not, you don't know because they just said we got the email and they didn't respond back.
Right.
And if that had been Professor Daly's reaction, you wouldn't have been bothered in the least.
Not at all. And I didn't even most of his response, even though it was undocumented, a lot of the stuff he says in his email, most of it didn't bother me because he does have a right to say what he wants, but the threats and the harassment is not, I don't believe, is covered by the First Amendment.
No, well, I think it's very, it's not very manly for a big-time college professor to be picking on a freshman. You know, kind of, okay, he's a wuss, but, you know, you're an easy target, I guess, Rebecca, or so he thought. let's talk about how that response came back, because when he says in the response that he's going to expose you, your right-wing group, for what they really are.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that the phrase is, until they dare not show their face on this college campus. How did you interpret that phrase?
It's very hostile, and it's like he wants to knock out my free speech rights to communicate what I want communicated across campus, yet he wants to be saying the same things. But he is being totally contradictory and not respecting my free speech rights, and that it was very hostile and not
Rebecca, in a
comfortable learning environment.
You have to remember this. This is a musclehead saying that you will take with you till you die now, because it'll be stuck in your memory.
Okay. But
the left are tolerant of those who are just like themselves.
Exactly.
Okay. They're not tolerant of those that disagree with them, and when they preach tolerance, and this is why we know that tolerance is not the all redeeming virtue that our society supposedly makes it nowadays, because they reject the idea of truth, they reject the idea of absolute standards, they reject a whole host of things, but they're only tolerant for people that are tolerant to them. That's right.
Right.
Well, let me ask you this. Now, the event was scheduled for the 17th, which was last night.
Mm-hmm.
Did it go off?
It did. It was very successful, and we had no interferences. And we had over.
And did
over
his 80, students? Did his students show up to boycott and to protest? And
they did not.
So the guy didn't even turn out to be. I mean, he was blowing smoke the whole time.
Yeah. Unless his efforts failed to activate the students.
Yeah. Well, now we called Mr. Daly and asked him to come on the show today, and he refused. Do you have any idea why that might have been?
Because maybe he doesn't want to stand up to what he said. Maybe he's scared.
It's possible.
I don't know.
Well, listen, when you got the email back, what did you decide to do at that point? Because you obviously could have kept it quiet and just not told anybody. Why did you decide to go public with it?
I wasn't comfortable with what he said. It was almost a threat in a sense, and I didn't want to keep that quiet. I knew people needed to know about that.
Yeah, you couldn't live with yourself if you had let that stay shut. Well, let me ask you this. As a result of this, do you think that there's more interest on campus in your club now or less because of his actions?
I definitely think there's going to be a lot more interest
okay.
in my club.
And you said you had about 80 show up for the talk last night.
Yes, and it was actually, it doesn't seem like a lot, but it was the highest turnout for any college club planned event in the college.
Wow.
So, yeah.
That's incredible.
It was pretty great.
Well, Rebecca, I tell you what, you're such a champion, and I just applaud you. I don't know what your parents said to you. I said in my column today, I don't know if you read it, it was on WorldNet Daily, but I said if Rebecca was my daughter, I would have had more than a few not nice things to say to Professor Daly today. Did your dad, did your parents talk to you about it at all?
Yeah, they were so surprised and shocked at what Professor Daly said, and they were just very happy and encouraging to me.
Now, are you from the community where the school is at?
I live in the same county.
Okay, so you're right. So this is all hometown. You're not away from home, and so
No. These
are people that are in the community you're going to have to deal with.
Yeah.
Well, I tell you what, Rebecca, next year, my book's coming out in August of 06. Next year, next fall, I will donate a free night to come down and talk to your club if you're still in formation down there, and we'll bring the Muscleheads to Warren Community College and make sure
awesome.
That happens. Your sophomore year. You just keep the club going, okay?
Thank you so much, Kevin.
That's the deal. No, absolutely. In fact, I'm going to put you on hold. Let V-Man give you my email address, and you and I can connect personally that way.
Definitely. Thank you.
Thank you, Rebecca. Keep fighting the good fight.
I will. Thanks.
All right. Rebecca Beach. The student that was just lambasted by this professor. If you're just getting in the car, you don't know what it's about. Let me just briefly read his email. The email that he returned. Well, actually, let me do this. This is his defense from the Express Times today. A part-time professor at Warren County Community College, standing by his controversial comments that he emailed to a student that raised questions. He said today in the newspaper, the only possible end for the war is not going to be from our politicians who represent corporations. We're going to stay in Iraq and occupy the Middle East as a profit source, and that will only change when the students at WCCC who are sent there to die for oil profits decide they're not going to die there. I'm sorry, Mr. Daly. I don't remember people going to WCCC to recruit people and saying, now you have to go serve in the military. I thought the military was an all-volunteer corps. We didn't draft anybody. And for people that take that valiant step of wanting to defend our nation from terrorism, should be respected, not denigrated by the likes of you. I'm telling you, if Rebecca was my daughter, I would have been in this guy's face. It's a good thing. I mean, God knows that it's a good thing that this was not my daughter that got caught up in this, because I probably would have done something foolish, like beat him silly. I just don't understand where this guy thinks he is so entitled to abuse a college freshman and then to call for treason amongst our fighting men and women. What's your reaction? 1-800-345-WMCA. The school is saying that there's not much they can do about it. I tend to disagree with that. Their phone number, if you would like to express your opinion to the school, is real simple. It's area 908. 835-9222. 908-835-9222. And Professor Daly's email address, let me give you that specifically. JPDALYCA. JPDALYCA.com. JPDALYCA.com. Let him know what you think. Kevin McCullough, 330 WMCA, home of the good guys.
Jim Cavanaugh, President.